G'day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mum and Dad Show. Diggy's not listening. Addie's being an absolute naughty Nelly.
No.
Ooh, yes. We are back for episode 71, possibly. Could be anything. Nobody knows. My microphone's under attack by a 10-month-old with 3.5 teeth. Get out of it, you dirtbag.
Beautiful boy.
He's going for the cords. He wants to eat the cords. I don't know what it is about babies. They want to eat cords. Why do you want to eat the cords?
They love danger. Ours does.
Luckily, danger's my middle name, so he loves me. How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? What a week it's been, Dickie. You we missed out on last week because you had your teeth. Your teeth, your big teeth removed.
I did. I had to I had to get dentures.
Oh, mummy's got dentures on the
Not
show.
Not really. I had to get my wisdom teeth out. I'm okay. Thank you for your concern.
So you had a big flap of skin flapping around. And when it got real windy in this house, you could hear it flapping in the breeze, ladies and gentlemen. And I tell you what, it needed to be reconciled immediately. You had your wisdom teeth. It was causing you a bit of pain. It was going up through your sinuses into your brain, I think, at one point. And do not bite me, young child, or there will be trouble.
I got him out in the chair because I'm a tough bitch.
Well, what about this? So we walk into the dentist's office. He's never seen her before. It was a specialist. It was a surgeon. And he goes, mate, I said, how long do you reckon, mate? Bro?
Like I was a tire change.
And he goes, 20 minutes. So we got it done at Charlestown. If you know Charlestown in New South Wales, in Australia. I parked in Charlestown Square, the shopping centre, walked across the highway to this place. I walked back to the car, ran into a friend from school, and then by the time I got back, which was 20 minutes max, Claire was out on the other side of the road without teeth. Like, you were there. There was
gauze
no,
in my mouth, tears in my eyes.
There was no aftercare.
Hate in my heart.
But no teeth in your skull.
No.
You were like and he just ripped and teared.
Yes. Him and the nurse, if that's the correct terminology, were just discussing their weekends and they were like, you'll just hear some cracking. And I was like, oh, okay. And I'm sitting there and they're
Didn't
holding
my head.
Didn't
she put her foot on her head, on your head or
she
something?
She had to hold my head a certain way because one of the two teeth hadn't erupted correctly on the right-hand side.
Erected.
Erupted
is definitely the right word.
That's the one that was giving mummy grief. So they had to really crack into that and it was like a horror movie on the right-hand side. It was very off. But it's all right. Did you do a pop?
Big burp.
Did you do a burp? I thought he did a little fart.
It's been a real week for little Dickie. Yeah. She's been smashing. What do you mean smashing? The oxycodone?
Endone. Red wine.
Red
fags,
cordial.
Chips.
Chips. Dicks.
Just anything I can get my hands on, really.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, it's been a real tough week for the poor dear. But you're getting better slowly.
Yeah.
And you've got dry socket syndrome. But that's nothing to do with your wisdom teeth.
Yes, I do. My breath is off.
Your breasts?
No.
Oh.
I have dry socket and there's nothing I can do about it. I have been to the dentist about it and I'm doing all of the things and I don't want to talk about it anymore because it's very embarrassing and dirty and gross.
And dry socket's where your blood clot flies out. And Claire was sitting across from me at the dinner table the other night and it shot me in the eye. I was hit. It was like I got hit with a sniper. There's been a sniper rifle.
Poor me.
And of course, tried to protect me. He dove in front of the blood clot flying through the air. He went, no, Daddy, no. Tried to save me, but to no avail. It took me eye out.
And Addy boy's been eaten by mosquito bites, for those of you who care.
Do we have an abnormal amount of mosquitoes in this area?
Probably.
Because we bought this thing. I can't remember what it's called.
Flying into my dry socket.
Claire's had them in the dry socket. They've been laying eggs. There's a big pond in there. We bought this thing and it's like an ultraviolet light and it brings in the mosquitoes. Not brings them in. It doesn't bring them in, but it catches them in your house.
Yeah.
And I emptied it yesterday. I had it in there for like 2 weeks and it has like a little sticky pad down the bottom. There was, 40 mosquitoes? But Addy, because he's never encountered mosquitoes before, I guess he just reacts really badly to them. So if you see little sores on him in this video, they're not meth sores, they're on me. He just gets done with the mozzies. But the first time he got done with mozzies was at Christmas and they really, like really fucked with him. It was pretty horrific on his face and it just looked really, like really quite bad, the poor dear. But
wasn't good.
Talking about not good, Maths is back, Dickie. We've been watching Maths non-stop.
Should we take the headphones off him?
I don't know. As long as he's not chewing on the cord.
No, I don't. Eddie boy. Sorry, everyone.
Good grief. His parenting.
What about your wheel instead?
Ready to swap you?
Yeah, everyone, swap, the folks swap, at home swap, will love swap, hearing swap, that. Swap, 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 how lovely. Swap, 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 swap. Ta? Swap, 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 swap. Thanks, Bubba.
Ooh, Lord.
Sorry, guys.
Toot, toot.
Now, back to maps.
The maps. Mate, I tell you what. Ooh, there's some fucking...
Playing with this.
Excuse me.
Give me that back. There's some bloody... Good grief.
What is this podcast?
It's the hardest podcast to film.
I know.
Maps. Mm-hmm. There's some hot dogs on this show. There's the blonde chick with the big tits.
Oh, and the bad attitude.
And the bad attitude. Yeah. She is very funny, though. I'll give her that.
Oh.
There is Collins, who is the man with more melanin than the other men.
Just say he's Indian.
I don't know if he's Indian.
Everyone knows he's Indian.
He might not be Indian.
Bullshit.
He could be Sri Lankan.
He's not Sri Lankan.
Sri Lankan me crazy.
No, he's Indian. And yeah, Collins has Asperger's for sure.
Oh my God, or this like, dude is crazy.
He's got some issues. I'm sorry. As someone who I think is on the spectrum myself, so I think he's on the fucking spectrum.
Let me act out.
So does Addy.
Can you do the separation like from the table?
You separation?
Know, you know when they left the table?
Oh yeah, they were like, this is how he sounds. So his missus goes, he's never had a girlfriend. Like he's a good looking enough rooster, but he's never had a girlfriend.
The volume in his hair is deplorable.
He's got a lot of volume, deplorable. Very jealous. And he act like, so old love leaves the show or whatever happens. And he's like,
my maths journey is over.
Oh, this is it for me, guys.
This is literally his reaction.
This is like, it for me. Oh, this is it for me,
but
guys.
But it's so out of place. Like everyone else is just standing there just going, yeah. And he goes,
he can't read the room. I think there's something wrong with him.
He's got issues, hey?
He's got issues, and I thought he'd be really sweet at first, and I think he's actually a secret fuckboy.
Maybe.
She was lovely, maybe. Too.
And then there's the kickboxer, who...
I was sus on
he
him.
He does seem nice.
I love that he does martial arts, but I did a deep dive into his Instagram, and he used to be a bad boy stripper.
Alleged stripper. He was definitely in the bad boy group. What is it called? Bad Boys or like Magic Mike or Magic Ralph?
Well,
or something?
I've actually got a membership. It's Bad Boys.
Oh, sorry, bud.
I like.
What's
to
your
go
membership
there?
Number? 0001.
69. But no, Big Dog was a stripper back in the day, and he revealed last night on the show.
Spoilers.
That yes, spoiler. If you don't want to know, fuck off.
Last week on the show, Claire.
Last week on the show, beg my pardon, beg your pardon, beg everyone's pardon.
Beg my pardon.
He said that his girlfriend who cheated on him, yeah, that he had sex in front of her with her best friend to get back at her for cheating on him.
Well.
And told the new bride this.
Which is not something you want to tell your new bride, is it, Kuss?
Sometimes lying's okay. Am I wrong for saying that? Like... These challenges they do on the show, for example, when they're like, okay, rate all these people.
Rate?
Just lie.
Say
with
rate?
A T. With a T. Okay. For the love of God, with a T.
Jesus.
And they're like, okay, 1 to 10, put who you think's the hottest. Would you not just lie for the sake of the show?
Let's pull Lucinda up the top.
Oh, poor Lucinda.
How good Lucinda?
She's the hero we all need and we don't deserve.
My feminine energy is really...
Do we have a wet weather plan? That was my favourite.
And when old mate said he wasn't sexually into her, and she's like, oh, I understand.
She was like, so nice.
She actually slid into my DMs this week.
I bet she did. Oh. She looks heaps like our friend Carl's J. Soda.
Do you reckon?
I think she looks like an older version, blonde version of her. Dad.
I got to just remember here, as we've swapped child.
Yes.
I needed to remember to bring up with you that you put something in your mouth last week you shouldn't have.
Well, it could be anything.
Mum and Dad show bombshell.
Oh.
It's known, it rhymes with Schmishman's Shrend.
Oh. This is a good story, actually.
So we went, there's a dentist that we know, and we drink our coffees near this particular dentist. It's next to his house. And Claire was having some tooth pain last week. We just wanted to make sure that her dry socket wasn't drying up. wasn't getting extra dry. And Claire was having a bit of a, I'll say this politely, shit breath. She had big pong breath.
Mummy had stinky breath.
It was a bit it was a bit worrying.
My breath's been bad.
You got talking to the microphone, big cheese.
I can't. My breath was bad. I'm trying to talk to the microphone, but I have a beautiful 10-month-old wiggling on me.
Do you want me to hold it?
Do your best.
Come here, cheese. Woo! Now, rather than cleaning up that dry socket, Dickie decided to go to the newsagents.
I had to because I was trying to avoid someone out the front of Woolies.
We won't tell you who that someone was because it's...
Oh, now the fuck...
Pause.
I can't take it anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had someone at the door.
fuck.
This podcast, what are we going to do?
If you're a professional nanny in Newcastle, hit us up. We may need you for half an hour to 45 minutes one day a week.
Oh, my God. I'd love to do a longer podcast, but just with this man who's currently climbing me is impossible. Anyway, so we went to the news agency and Dickie decided to hoe into some fisherman's friend.
Now, there were no mints anywhere or Mentos, and I was like, I cannot go into the dentist after having scrambled eggs and coffee with...
I forgot about the scrambled eggs. My apologies.
With having dry socket, this is the foulest thing, by the way. I know. I apologise how putrid this all
is. I never thought I'd talk about Claire's dry socket this much. Beep, beep.
I regret actually mentioning any of this on the podcast. I'm actually quite embarrassed.
So Fisherman's Friends are a mint. They're a real strong
mint. That's what I thought. You may as well have a pack of menthol durries. That's what they taste
now,
like.
Now, what colour would, Caleb? What colour would you assume that Fisherman's Friends are? They're mints.
No, see, I know Fisherman's Friends, so I'm gonna try and...
What are they? What are they? What colour are they?
You'd think they're green, right?
I'd say white.
You'd think that, like, yeah, okay,
green or white.
But they're all like dirt colour.
They're brown.
They're feral.
They're so brown. And Claire had it and was just like, oh.
So you've never had a Fisherman's Friend before? This first time?
No, she's never met a fisherman.
Never met a fisherman.
I'm talking to
it was bad.
It was bad.
And it stays in your mouth too, even if you get it out.
Yep.
So Claire's
I
out
sucked
the front
on
of
that bad boy before this dental appointment.
And the fisherman's friend. Oh. And she was standing outside the dentist. Atticus, what are you doing? Standing outside the dentist office, sucking off this fisherman's friend like a boost.
I was embarrassed. My breath smelt. I've had my wisdom teeth out. I'm in pain.
I'm
a
mother,
goddammit. I think my breath smells. I've got a little bean.
So to cut the story short before Atticus decides to create some sort of uprising here, he's a coup to take over the family. Right, now producer Caleb has Atticus, and I'm assuming you've edited this to make it look seamless, like we are podcast professionals.
Every time. Look at his little knees.
He just keeps jumping.
He went
jumping
into my dry socket.
Oh. Gross. Sorry. So long story short, the fisherman's friend didn't work because the poor dentist now has PTSD from Claire's stinky socket.
Stop. This is the worst episode.
I'm telling you, we need to get a babysitter for 24/7.
Oh.
I'm thinking like three or four nannies. One to look after me, one to look after the cuss, and then the dogs. Yeah,
oh,
let's do
no
that.
Thanks.
Let's get a different person, one of the viewers out there, to come and look after Atticus. Fuck that. I don't trust any of you freaks. Get away from my child. The week has been interesting. You've been sore, and I'm sorry about that.
Still sore.
You're still sore. But we have had maths to watch, which has
been
fun,
so good.
Which has been very fantastic. And you've been really motivational this week. Because Addy was feeling a bit sad the other day. He was tired. And I was downstairs doing a little bit of Googling, a little bit of work, allegedly. And I heard you singing upstairs.
Oh, no.
I heard you.
Don't!
I did. I heard you singing. I know it sounds I know it sounds like I just come on this show to make fun of you. You can make fun of me
do.
Too.
Well, I'm too busy. I don't have time to make all these little shitty notes about the shit you do.
I make lots of notes. Thank you very much. I'm constantly doing notes.
Oh, Christ.
Now, there is a particular artist here in Australia called Shannon Knoll. And Shannon
Rest
Knoll,
in peace.
He's alive. He sold the rights to one of his songs to The Biggest Loser a few years ago.
He did too.
That's where everyone knows the song from.
But,
So I hear Claire singing to Addy in the cupboard. So we've got this walk-in pantry because we're rich. And Claire's made the bottom rung of the walk-in pantry Atticus's bit. Like there's fake fruits and fake vegetables. And like once we finish like a box of coffee pods or whatever, we seal it up and then Addy can have it and play with it down there. Anyway.
It's his shop.
So I hear coming from that cupboard Claire singing to Atticus. I know how hard it can get. You gotta live. You gotta live. Now you may notice I say live. Claire thought the song was. It's actually you gotta lift. Claire thought the song was you gotta live, which I find more increasingly interesting that you were singing to our son in the cupboard when he was playing with fake fruit. Dixon, discuss.
Oh my god! I was trying to get him to nap. And it just wasn't happening.
You gotta live!
And he was tired. And I feel pretty down about myself, actually, you bastard.
What, because of your dry socket?
Yeah, I'm so sore.
It's been a tough year.
And then
for
I had that song in my head and I started singing it to the coos.
I mean, these last 12 months have been real hard for you. You've had a baby. You fucking lost all your hair. Don't even talk about the hairdresser the other day. Fuck me.
Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, okay. Let me set the scene. Dickie went to...
I wish you stopped setting the scene. Everyone thinks I'm batshit crazy.
Help. Imagine your girlfriend or yourself going to like the dodgiest area and the dodgiest hairdresser. That's where Claire went.
Oh, come on. They're working class, Isaac.
I don't want to be around the working class.
I went to...
Don't name them.
I'm naming them.
Don't name them.
Why?
Because it'll get back to them.
Oh, I'm sure they'll all care.
Don't name them. Don't name them.
All right. I went to a well-known chain saloon that has ex-cons as hairdressers. Anyway, I had one late. Are you right there?
Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
I've got a bit of fucking your blood clot in my mouth. From the dry socket.
Anyway, went to the hairdresser and there's one lady there that's actually nice. She's done my roots before. Anyway, I do have a very good hairdresser, but she's too far away and Addy hates the car. So I can't go to her anymore, even though I love her dearly. Anyway, went to this shithole. Wanted to get some highlights. I was at this place for 3 hours.
Yeah, 3 hours or so. I had the boy. I was there singing some of Shannon Old's other hits.
And I asked.
I've been waiting at the counter of a corner shop.
I wanted highlights and a trim.
Yes.
Does this bitch look like she's got fucking highlights? Do you want to know how much this was?
How much?
$300.
$300. Yeah, I know.
Where are my highlights?
You know how I know that?
You paid for it.
Because I paid for it.
I know. But isn't this disgraceful? It looks like I've toddled down to Woolies. Gotten some box dye, jerked it on my head like I used to, and gone, yep, me hair's
like
done.
Like you used to what?
Well, I used to box dye.
Oh, I thought you meant jerk it on your head.
And go to a saloon. And I've, you know, I was there for ages, away from my boys, got my hair done.
And we missed your mama.
Yeah. And I feel I missed you guys. It's very stressful leaving your little baby. And I didn't.
You talking in the microphone? Or?
Sorry. And it's stressful leaving the boy. And my hair
the boy,
looks as if...
You notice that wasn't plural, by the way.
Boyser.
Thank you.
My hair looks as if I've done it myself.
I personally think it looks fine, but I know what you're saying. You wanted a very particular type of do.
I just wanted highlights and some money pieces at the front.
Money pieces? Like the ones you get at the Chinese shop, money bags.
I may as well have fucking gotten those.
Look at that, $4, $10 for 4 money bags.
Fuck. Anyway, even that's curry been puffs. Our week. Hope you
curry
all
puffs.
Well.
Four curry puffs for $10. You're fucking joking. It's a disgrace is what it is. Absolute disgrace. Dear. Now, what I was going to say is it's been a tough year for you. You had a baby, had complications with the surgery. They accidentally cut off your cock. But also you've suffered a horrific injury. But it has been diagnosed. And this is true. Claire woke up. She often does. Claire woke up. Maybe 4 weeks ago.
It was
a
good day.
Very, very sore neck. Now, Claire.
Excruciating.
Very sore. Now, We all sleep in the same bed in this house.
Damn right.
The dogs are in there. Now, they don't allow, I don't allow them to sleep at the bottom of my feet because I'm 6'8". I don't have room, so I kick them out of the way politely and gently. Claire will let them lay at her feet, and she ends up sleeping in positions like that because she's kind and loving and caring. She woke up with this crooked neck, and we went to this beautiful, the only one we could get into, remedial.
I really like it, actually.
Remedial massage.
They do a good job, but they eat their lunch on top of you.
Like a sushi train.
The lady that I see, sometimes I'll hear her nibbling a muesli bar while she's pushing into my shoulders.
That's gross. And she was regrettably giving Claire some advice on what may have caused the injury, and I want to call bullshit on it. I don't know.
Call bullshit.
I don't know if anyone watching this has any type
of
medical degree.
If you're of Asian descent, listen up.
Yes, this lady did
pull
appear
over correctly.
She did appear to be from an Asian country, and if she wasn't from an Asian country,
she was
doing an Asian accent, which is very offensive. So she was definitely from an Asian country. I'm going to go out on a limb and say she was Asian.
Don't do it. She was Asian.
She was definitely Asian. And she said, and we won't do the voice. Have you ever seen Asian people do, they do impressions of white people? They go. It's
so
very funny.
True. We suck.
And. Oh, fucking white people. Anyway.
Oh.
So the lady says to you, and I will do the accent because you'll get in trouble if you do it.
Mate.
And I won't do any more racism. I'll do it in the white person. My voice, because I can't
brother,
do
brother, 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 brother. Your neck's sore from too much brothering.
That's a throwback to last week where Claire said that I sound Macedonian when I talk to other men. Brother, 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 brother. She said to you that you had a neck injury because your aircon's too cold.
That's true. And I went, I didn't. I asked her twice and she said the same thing twice. She said, I'm too cold. That's not my next part.
So you're got a broken
from the
neck.
Aircon.
From the aircon.
And my neck was like, you guys remember we filmed that day because I'm a hardworking bitch. Mm. And shut up, Caleb. And I was like this.
And we, I've actually, like, I should have learned from this, but I left the aircon on the other night. It was very cold. I woke up in the morning. This. And I woke up and I went straight and got the neck brace out of the cupboard. We got the ambos in for Claire. Got her out of bed. I kept that neck nice and straight until the proper authorities came. We carried her down the stairs. C4, C5, fractured. C4, C5, gone. All because the aircon was left on overnight.
I went full Gypsy Rose.
Gypsy
get
Rose.
Get me a wheelchair.
Get me a wheelchair because it's too chilly. That's she actually
that was a good laugh.
It was a good laugh.
It hurt my mouth.
Yeah, you're all right. How's that socket going?
Stop calling it a socket.
Your dry socket. So
don't.
If you don't know what we probably should do, should we explain what a dry socket is?
No,
why would we do that?
Leave
it's where
it
the blood
be.
Clot flies out. It springs out at speed.
I feel really
Atticus,
sick.
I offered you your bottle 14 times. Don't look at it from across the table. I'm on to you, kid.
Oh, he's beautiful.
I'm on to you, my little sweet boy. I love you so much. Oh, yes, I do.
He's so sweet.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going back to being mum and dad.
And to the person that said for us to get a babysitter in the videos and that I talk too much, fuck you, mate,
fuck
and
you.
I fucked your dad.
You did?
No.
But, yeah, if you want to leave a comment
off,
about,
the shit
you know,
and the bitch you claim.
We should.
Side.
Well, you know, we should get a babysitter and Addie shouldn't be a part
wife.
Of the videos.
We're sad for life.
This is the reality of this channel. So you can suck a fat one, you cock smoker.
Yeah.
Right?
Sorry I don't leave him in the fucking fridge with an iPad with fucking goggles on while I go down and do this bullshit.
Hey.
I don't leave our boy.
Hey, breathe, sister.
I'm not chucking him
breathe.
In a daycare so I can
brother,
talk
brother,
to
brother, 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 brother. What was that?
Oh, and we're doing a ghost hunt this week.
Yay!
With Anna Renata.
The ghost hunts will be back.
Yes.
Should we get them on the show as a special guest? We've never had them on the Mum and Dad
We
show.
Should. They're so much funnier.
Caleb,
we
can
are.
We do that? Do we don't have enough microphones.
The house is too small.
They could share one? The what?
The house is too small.
We need to get a bigger house.
We're running out of room. Addie's come toys and see us taking live. Over.
There is too many toys in this
house. My nose is running. I've got a punctured face.
And we keep spending too much money on Atticus's scrambled eggs every morning at the cafe. Gotta stop. We racked up a bill of like $300 last week.
That's a fortnight.
But still, it's a lot.
Hey, triple shot lattes ain't going to buy themselves.
Righto, fuck off. See you next week. Toodaloo, au revoir.
Take care, everybody. We love you. Bye.
Bye.